Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
On this, we'll call it a holiday weekend, July 4th, where we celebrate Independence Day, or the breaking away of, at that time in history, what we understand about it was breaking away from a tyrant or the tyranny of a government, and people made their way to this land, our forefathers, and I thought that it would be appropriate this morning that we would take just a couple of minutes and view this video and then put it into context, and we want to look at God's Word and how that might be fitting for our lives. And so I'm going to ask that, Mary, you would go ahead and show this video this morning. When we look at history and some of those involved and acquaint ourselves with, at least from this side of the event, and piece some things together, that the cost that it took and they paid for a freedom from tyranny. And what good sense would it make, and let me ask and put it this way, what good sense would it be for them to go through all that they went through, to travel across the big water, come here, set up shop, put together their indictment against England, King George, for them to have a battle on this soil, to get free, and then after the victory and after the fact, for them to continue to live in this land, even though they have waged war and won, and now live in this new land under old ways. What good sense is that? To go through all of that and still, though they are free, live like they are under some oppressive government. Or to walk around with the same countenance of oppression that they were used to walking in, even though now they became free. When we put that in the context of Scripture, and Paul writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to the Romans, the church there, and he says in chapter 8, verse 2, he says, "For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free." The law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus. He has set you free from the law of sin and death. The tyranny of sin and the oppression of sin and the oppression of death that we were all born into, that Jesus now makes this journey by the will of God to come and take upon human likeness and wage war against sin for our benefit. And he rises victorious in the resurrection, and he accomplished that which he came for, conquering sin and death and hell, and rose again, ascends to the Father. And here we are, that through the expression of faith in him, we have now been set free by the Spirit of life from the law of sin and death. And we come together in a place like this and we sing praise to him. And we may give him credit during the week and our daily life. Give him credit and talk about him and share of him. And yet, what good sense does it make to go through the parade of independence or the parade of freedom from sin, and yet for you and I to still walk around bearing the marks, the countenance, the attitude, as if we were still oppressed under sin. You see, you and I came to pretty much an agreement. I didn't ask for your vote, but I know that when I posed the question, what good would it have been for those who left the tyranny, being under King George, made their way to this land, conquered, won the battle, won the war, and now they set up shop, and they begin to develop the 13 colonies, which becomes this, grows and becomes this nation of the United States, with this Declaration of Independence, and yet, what sense would it make if we still lived like we were under the tyranny of England? It doesn't make sense. So why is it then that when Christ has done this work and we put faith in Him, that you and I, we say we are set free through faith in Christ from the law of sin and death, and we talk about our salvation, and we celebrate it, we worship, we sing, we lift up His name, and yet, I wonder that in our daily life and who we are, if we still give the aura, the attitude, the marks, the way we decide, the way we treat people, as if we are still living under the tyranny and oppression of sin. You see, when we come to salvation and we come to faith in Christ, the old is supposed to pass away. And behold, all things are becoming new. You and I cannot just ask forgiveness of our sin and find that forgiveness in Christ and put a faith in Him that stops there. It must continue to be increasing and continuing to grow and continuing to build, that we no longer act and portray the attitude that a person who is oppressed by sin, sinful attitude, sinful thought. We must come to the point where the Spirit of life that has set us free from the law of sin and death, we must move forward and continue to be transformed, looking like, bearing the mark, the attitude, the speech, affecting to the point the things that we post on Facebook or we express to our neighbor or a coworker or someone else, that is coming now from a redeemed person, not just a person who says, I believe in Jesus, but the kind of faith that changes the way that we live, that we no longer bear the marks or carry the aroma of a life that has been trapped in sin. What good sense does it make for you and I to profess Christ and yet live like we're under the oppression of the old life of sin? It makes no good sense. So I want us to be reminded today and empowered today that the Spirit of life has set you free. He has set you free from the law of sin and death. That is gone. The old has passed away. And your mind might remember it and think, yeah, but. I'm going to tell you in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the kindest way I can, shut up. There is no yeah, but. If we were to look at Romans chapter 8, verse 1, the verse that was just before Romans 8, 2, it says, therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That which your mind remembers, that can cause you to walk under this dark cloud, as if you're still walking under the tyranny of the old life, I want you to know that there is a law. There is a law that is in effect. and that the law of sin and death has been overcome through Christ, and the law of the Spirit. It's a law. It's not about how you feel or how I feel. It's not about how I think about it. It is a law. A law that is enforced, and a law that brings liberty. The law of the Spirit of life has set you and I free from the law of sin and death. It's a law. It is instituted by God, and it makes no good sense for you and I who proclaim this law of the Spirit of life and yet walk around and act and conduct ourselves like a person who is under the law of sin and death still. It makes no good sense for us on this American soil to live under British rule. It makes no good sense for us to walk in kingdom principles, the kingdom of God principles, to walk in our life in that kingdom as if we are still, and we look like we're still oppressed. The law of the Spirit of life has set you free.
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.